how artificial intelligence is likely to completely take over the world. Well, it will eventually to a great degree, but not yet. The Microsoft co-founder shared his predictions in a blog post published earlier in the week. He noted that 2023 was the first time he had used artificial intelligence for work and other serious reasons. Quote, end of quote. And, quoting, not just to mess around and create parody song lyrics for my friends. So he is working with AI. He is involved in using this technology for, he's a eugenicist. It will be used to kill people, to end people's lives. Earlier in the year, well, I'll back up a second. He said that this year has given the world the glimpse into how AI will shape the future and impact next generations, providing a better sense of where and when it might be applied, where it will likely serve as a co-pilot. I don't think we want AI to be a co-pilot. Earlier in the year, Goldman Sachs, an economist, warned that 2/3 of the occupations across America could be partially automated by AI. There was another article I was going to read, and the article was saying that IBM is working on a robot that takes care of the elderly. Well, I'm sure that robot is going to do everything possible to keep the elderly alive. The University of Pennsylvania and OpenAI employees, they found that the majority of white-collar jobs in the United States can be completed more efficiently with the help of the AI system, ChatGPT. Microsoft has invested billions in OpenAI, and the makers behind it, ChatGPT. Gates noted the swift advances in AI this year, its growing applications in various sectors, noting that it's now clearer than ever before that AI can be used to improve access to education, mental health, and more. I don't think we want to have AI do anything with us psychologically, with our mental health. It's going to be used in medicine. It's creating new medicines. They can speed up the process of death. No, okay, I'll stay with the article. They can speed up the process of drug discovery significantly. Experts are currently assessing AI to see if it can be used to combat antibiotic resistance, help treat high-risk pregnancies, help people assess the risk of HIV, make medical information easier to access for all health workers. If I had to make a prediction, in high-income countries like the United States, he says, I would guess we are 18 to 24 months away from significant levels of AI use by the general population. He suggested in African countries, where if he visits any of these countries, he'll never return. There are arrest warrants out for him as a war criminal. In African countries, I expect to see a comparable level of use in 3 years or so. That's still a gap, but it's much shorter than the lag times we've seen with other innovations. Elsewhere, Gates predicted 2024 elections, here we go, would mark a turning point for both health and climate. But he warned that the decisions made by elected leaders will determine how much progress we will continue to make each year. Then it goes on to pandemic preparation, the new plans for pandemics. These new elections, those that not just in the United States, but in India, South Africa, will grab most of the attention. The year's elections are important. The sheer number of the people who will vote in 2024 means that the results will have an outsized impact on future and the future of our world. Earlier in the month, the United States joined 21 other countries from four continents in signing a pledge at the United Nations Climate Summit to triple global nuclear energy capacity from 2020 by 2050. That's odd how they phrase that. As countries make progress on their climate plans, more people are realizing that they will likely need nuclear power to meet the world's growing need for energy while eliminating carbon emissions. So it always goes back to carbon emissions. Well, so much for Mr. Gates. Because of the coming election, I'll go to an article when we get back from the break. I'm going to talk about Miss Laura Loomer. She posted on her Instagram account how Congress may select our next president in 2024. I don't know if I want Congress selecting and electing our president. We'll see what she has to say. But she does say here, just to begin, we're going to the break in just about 10 seconds. Did you know that a winner of the 2024 presidential election may not come to fruition due to a contingent election? We'll be back. We'll be right back.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tiles, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at milcocarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
What they do?
They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone.
I had stated last week that I believe there is an individual, his name is Mike Gill. You can find him on YouTube, Mike Gill, on the YouTube. And he was interviewed by a Michelle Moore on the Michelle Moore. I think it's the Michelle Moore show.com. And she's had a couple of three interviews with him. And he is stating that there has been a plan, even going back to 2016, with individuals that were in the Trump administration, supposed MAGA individuals, Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, other individuals, who even as far as 2016, he believes that Michael Flynn is a federal agent in the sense of Bo Greitz, individual who was in the Patriot movement back in the late 90s, the Randy Weaver case up in Idaho. Bo Greitz was a government infiltrator. And his assessment is that General Michael Flynn is also a federal globalist working on behalf of the Rhino Republicans and the Democrats. And Mike is saying that it appears as if General Flynn is going to run for president. And the individuals that will probably assist him would be Alex Jones, would be his press, so to speak. And Roger Stone may be his campaign manager. And that Donald Trump, right after, well, into this year now, very shortly, will probably begin his exit out of the political arena. I believe that's true. And people that were with Trump, many of them were doing what they could to scuttle his first 4 years of his pregnancy. Sidney Powell, the attorney, she was part of the plan. And it may be that he had mentioned Laura Loomer. You can go to Rumble, the Michelle Moore show, her interview with Mike Gill. Mike Gill has been threatened. His life has been threatened. Because there is a term, Pandora Papers. There's another term, the Panama Papers. I would love to do a week on the Panama Papers. It was the very powerful people in this country hiding billions and trillions of dollars. He is saying that the Pandora Papers is the list of all the people that were with the Jeffrey Epstein network of child slaves, child sex scandals, and the actual theft of these children, which is taking place at the southern border. The Panama Papers. And he has the list of the senators and congressmen, the high party officials in the Democrat Party, the Republican Party. Goes back into the 80s with the Franklin cover-up, Omaha, Nebraska. And he's been threatened. He didn't plan to investigate it, but it just fell into his lap. Well, he had mentioned Laura Loomer, that she will probably is part of maybe part of the plan to promote General Michael Moore for president. The Republicans, DeSantis isn't, DeSantis, his heart isn't in it. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's beginning to really show his true colors. It was assumed he would run with President Trump. But Donald Trump, he's beginning to head toward the exit, because if he doesn't, he will be, the worst consequence, he will be assassinated. And with all of the intelligence agencies and the continuity of government agencies involved, there is no way Donald Trump would be able to escape assassination. It wouldn't have to be a bullet. It could be a gas in his heating system, something in his car. There's no way he can protect himself. So that's one reason he's heading toward the exit. The second reason, he's about to lose because the courts, the judges, they're working, the whole judicial system is working to destroy him, to confiscate everything that he owns legally, that he has acquired legally, using the rules that are allowed, that are given to these people, which the laws, the same laws that the Clintons use, all of these senators, they use. So he is going to lose everything that he's acquired. And the other thing, too, is his family wouldn't be safe. Well, Laura Loomer, she's been out in the media. And I've never really been too hot on her, just something I didn't like. I don't know. Now, well, I'll just read what she said in her Instagram. And we'll go from there. How Congress may select our next president in 2024. I'm assuming she's backing Flynn. I think she might be having conversations with Alex Jones, with these people, Roger Stone. Here we go. Did you know that the winner of the 2024 presidential election may not come to fruition due to a contingent election, which would let Congress select the next president and vice president? This is what Robert Kennedy Jr. is trying to accomplish by running as an independent. He's trying to create a contingent election in which neither candidate gets 270 electoral votes. RFK's plan is to create a contingent election, as was admitted by his own PAC, his own PAC. An article outlining the PAC's $15 million plan, it said, quote, a statement outlining the new plan also said it's confident that Kennedy could win a contingent election, a possible scenario where no president candidate gets 270 electoral college votes, end quote. This is why RFK switched from running as a Democrat to an independent. Recently, it was announced that the American, quote, American Values, a super PAC, which was created to support RFK's presidential campaign, is planning to spend $15 million to get him on the ballot in 10 key states that collectively carry 210 electoral votes, which are needed to win the 2024 election, including the Arizona, California, Colorado, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Nevada, New York, and Texas. If RFK is able to pick up enough electoral votes to the point where neither Trump or Biden gets 270, then under the U.S. Constitution, we would have what is called a contingent election, which is what happens if no candidate gets a majority in the Electoral College. To win the Electoral College, a candidate needs a majority, at least 270 electoral votes. If there are more than two candidates and no one hits 270, that triggers a contingent election, a fallback process created by the 12th Amendment, where the House of Representatives selects the president and the Senate selects the vice president. How would this happen? House members vote as state delegations. Each state delegation gets a single vote. And a candidate becomes president with the support of a majority, 26 of the state delegations. If no candidate wins 26 state delegations by January 20th, then the vice president-elect becomes acting president. And if the Senate fails to select a vice president, then under the 20th Amendment and the Presidential Succession Act of 1947, the next eligible person in the presidential line of succession, potentially the Speaker of the House, becomes acting president. This could be disastrous given the fact that the Republicans only hold a one-seat majority in Congress right now with the early retirement of Speaker McCarthy. Several other GOP members of Congress and the ousting of George Santos. It will only take one more House GOP rep to retire early, and then the Dems will have control of the House again before the 2024 election. I predict, she says, I predict the Dems take control of the House by March. When they do, we will be one step closer to having a contingent election. This is all part of their plan to make sure Trump and Biden aren't the next president. Congress would then be able to install their own president, vice president, if this happens. Well, okay. I don't think, I know, even the conservative MAGAs have turned. They don't want Trump. They know Trump can't win. They realize the power of those in the administration presently. They are too corrupt. They are too powerful. The only thing that could take Biden out would be death. But they could keep him. I don't know. He could just show up periodically here and there in a frozen state. But they don't want Trump. Michael Flynn, we're going to see what's going to happen here shortly. Again, Mike Gill, being interviewed by Michelle Moore on the MichelleMooreShow.com, was on Rumble. You can listen to his whole hour and 34 minute visit with Michelle Moore. And he lays out the names of people in the Patriot movement that you can listen to on BeforeIt'sNews.com and Rumble. Two individuals who I have never liked. One guy, his name is Juan O'Savin. The other is Nino Rodriguez. And I think Juan O'Savin, according to Mike Gill, is Fed. He is an infiltrator. And I do, I've been watching the Patriot movement. I generally have not been paying too much attention to it. But in this scenario, I have really begun to pay attention to who is out there and who is saying what. Laura Loomer is on my radar.
It's Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
This is Craig James from Just Inform Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. If you guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people, I want you to take a second today to go to freedompeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Okay, we'll continue with the thought of this contingent election. Michael Flynn, let me tell you a little bit about what I know about him. I repeatedly discuss an investigation that I've done for years in a secret society called the Pilgrim Society. The very powerful elite families, the oligarchs of Europe and the United States together, are members of Pilgrim Society. There were many different societies, Freemasonry, the Jesuits, all the Skull and Bones, or the Knights of Malta, etc. Well, you have all of these societies playing their part in controlling countries, nations, or nations and regions of the world. Cecil Rhodes, with his companion, who was a high satanic priest, I can't remember his name, came up with the plan of a Aryan the world being ruled by Aryans, by the white people in Europe, the powerful people. That didn't sit well. It was too radical. So he changed the name to English speaking. The world would be run by the English speaking people, meaning England. Well, Cecil Rhodes, he was living and building his empire in Africa at the same time in the United States of America. The John D. Rockefeller family was building their empire. Well, you have the Empire of Rockefeller, which actually, because of the wealth of this country, and because America was beginning to emerge as a unbeatable, unstoppable military force, and the European nations knew this. The nations of the East also were very aware. America, by the late 1800s, would be unstoppable. You wouldn't be able to challenge the United States. You could not invade. Well, in 1902, the English-speaking rulers, the oligarchs, the oligarchies, the monarchies, the Fords, the DuPonts, the Vanderbilts, the Harrimans, the J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, they were too powerful already in the United States. In just a short period of time, they had come from basically just a man on the street to very powerful people. They weren't as sophisticated, in a sense, as the ruling powers of England or Europe for centuries and centuries and centuries, but they were wealthy. They were wealthy. They were educated. And they had something that was vital for the plans of Cecil Rhodes. They were creative, and they had an ability. These group of men, they were very, they could look into the future and see what, there's a word I'm looking for. They were, well, Cecil Rhodes and the English recognized that for a new world order, they needed the power, these very powerful, the new men on the block, the new kids on the block. They needed them. And they had to decide on how they're going to tie the powers of Europe together with the new powers in America. And that way, that the way to do that was through Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society presently picked Barack Obama. They picked George Bush Jr. This is the influence this secret society has. All of these secret societies that are not secret are tied into Pilgrim Society in London, the city of London, and in the United States of America. They needed America. I always refer to, by 1889, John D. Rockefeller owned New York City. Well, in 1902, it had been discussed. These men sit and drink their brandy and smoke their cigars, and they had discussed already with the Rockefellers and the Morgan and these people. It was time to align, to gather, to join with one objective, to rule the world. 1902, I think it was about January 1902 or February, Pilgrim's Society came into existence in London, the city of London, in July, early July of the same year. Pilgrim Society expanded a second chapter into New York City. And from that time, in New York City, the Pilgrim Society, through the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller Network, with all of the buddies, began to control presidents, elections, everything that would happen in this country to make this country what it is presently. They invested in the not the education system of the children of the land, but in the institutions of education, Yale, Harvard, etc., Princeton. And by the end of the, well, early in, by 1910, they had more than just a foothold. They had control. We'll be back.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is the kind of music I like, and this is going to be a 2024 year. In 2024, let me back up. 2024 is going to be just a nice melody. Going back to Pilgrim Society, by 2002, you have two chapters. You have in Pilgrim Society now the powers of Europe and the United States have joined. They are now comrades, truly comrades, in a communist satanic plan. A communist, socialist, fascist plan. And from that point forward, they began to arrange World War I, World War II. They arranged putting Adolf Hitler in power. They began to arrange using Winston Churchill. That Churchill would be their man in England. The Rockefellers would expand their oil empire into the Middle East. The British would give up their oil holdings to the Rockefellers, and the Rockefellers agreed to use American military to assist England in its fight against Germany in World War II. This society, I believe, is the society or the people that was, I think it was the president, Woodrow Wilson, said that there is a power out there so diabolical, basically, that you dare say anything against them. Well, he was, I believe, speaking about the Pilgrim Society. They were that powerful. They are still that powerful. They are involved with the plans to bring Ukraine into NATO and the other nations into NATO to continue to strengthen Central Europe, because together, Pilgrims, America, Pilgrims, England, if they can take over Central Asia, they can control the world. The presidents, George Sr. was Pilgrims. Joe Kennedy, Pilgrims. Henry Kissinger, Pilgrims. Carter was used by Pilgrim Rockefeller for the objectives of the Trilateral Commission. The only one that is not Pilgrims is Donald Trump. Now let's go back to Michael Flynn. Yes, he is deep state. Yes, he is an infiltrator into the Republican, into the Trump world. He, with Sidney Powell and others, I think even maybe Roger Stone, according to Mike Gill, were already working together in basically undermining Donald Trump in his first presidency. And then at the time of the second election, they went to the next step. And now at this election, they're going to a final step. There are others that are involved. I was saying that in the Patriot community, there are many. Mike Lindell, to some degree, has been bumping elbows with this group. I don't believe that, if at all, I don't believe that Mike would understand really what's happening. I think he's, at some point very quickly, these people are going to let Mike know probably that Donald is not their choice anymore. To save America, it's going to have to be Flynn. We're going to have to see what happens in the future. It goes back to what Jesus Christ said in the Gospels, in Luke. He said that everything that is done in dark, in the dark, is going to be brought into the light. What is being spoken in the secret is going to be heard on the rooftop. Nothing is going to be hidden. And Lindell is saying that Donald Trump is going to be forced, and he realizes that he is going to leave the stage. He has, and Donald Trump, I have gone through the prophecies of Donald Trump in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of the ten, verse 10, the riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. I've gone over this for the last 3 years. You can go back to previous podcasts. They're documented. They're archived. And Donald Trump is the seventh king in that riddle. And the kings and the old King James are kings. That's how we would understand it. They didn't use the term president in the time that the King James Bible was written. It's in the Old English. But in our modern vernacular, it is the final seven presidents of the United States of America, Donald Trump being the seventh president who will be replaced by the president number six. And that's number six, the president, and the sixth president will become the eighth president. So there's eight administrations, but only seven people to cover eight administrations. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes.
A donor has given Life Choices $10,000 with the challenge to give your best gift this Christmas. Your gift saves lives, heals broken hearts from abuse and past regrets of abortion, and wins souls for the kingdom. Help moms and dads choose life for their unborn child. Donate online at lifechoices.org. That's lifechoices.org. Or mail your check to Life Choices at 20 Mountain View Avenue, Longmont, 80501.
My towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made my towels. They actually work, they're soft, and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of my towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring spun cotton that makes my towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a 6-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to get my towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all my towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
MyPillow.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Happy trails to all of us this year. We want to have happy trails, in spite of what's coming. So with Pilgrim Society, the members, Joe Kennedy, George Jr., George Sr., Bill Clinton, Bill Rockefeller Clinton, Henry Kissinger, so many people, and Barry Satoro and Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates of Hell. This one society rules the world. Now, Vladimir Putin is not part of that society. And most of these presidents, prime ministers of the countries are not involved with pilgrims. It's generally a club for Westerners. This is who Russia is fighting: Iran, Iraq, China. All the nations of the world are fighting a secret society. And the two main families in that society are the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And in this duo, the Rothschilds will continue into the coming years. There will come a time when the Rockefellers will end their dynasty will come to a complete end. There will be very few Rockefeller children that will be admitted into the eternal kingdom of Jesus Christ. And very few in the Rockefeller family or the Rothschild family too. But this is what the whole world is fighting: a single secret society who controls the defense departments in this country, who controls the governments of this country, and trying to control the governments of Europe. And they're having a hard time because the individuals like Macron, they're a younger generation, and they're not going along with the controlling body of people that have ruled the world for the last 80 years. They're tired of it. But General Michael Flynn, do I need to tell you what I'm thinking? General Michael Flynn, I believe, if from what I've read, he is pilgrims. He is an insider. He's a deep state. And the people around him, I think they have been deceived. I don't think they understand who he is perfectly. So, I'm just not so sure they totally understand who Michael Flynn is. And again, go to the MichelleMoreShow.com on Rumble and listen to her interview with General Flynn. Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will... I'm sorry, not General Flynn, with Mike Gill.
My goal is to freshen your home and business.
We'll be back
dry
tomorrow.
And clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.